And another issue we asked about was the patient with asynchronous primary and metastatic disease. And of course, the NSABP is trying to look at this in a phase two study, patients who are asymptomatic from their primary. And it's interesting that we presented a similar case to these docs, and it looked, you know, basically the treatment of choice has been systemic therapy in that situation, which I think is, you know, kind of a shift from maybe a few years ago. What's your approach to these kinds of situations? And again, is this what you think is going on in practice?
Yeah, I do. I think this question gets more to the theory of it, because I think most oncologists are seeing these patients after their resection. So they're being diagnosed, they get sent to a surgeon, the surgeon finds the liver mets but takes the primary out anyway, and then sends them over to the oncologist. So I think it's not quite as common as we think. But I think intellectually the comfort is there to give chemotherapy, including Bev, to a patient with a primary in situ.
What's your experience been when you give chemo, Bev, in terms of what happens to the primary? Does it respond better, the same, or just like other tumors?
Yeah, it responds in parallel with what the MET's doing. I have to say I've developed a bias over the years. Now, if I'm going to cure that patient, if I've got a strategy that's going to get both the primary and the liver MET, then that's one thing. But in that patient who I'm never going to cure, who has multiple METs and has a primary, I kind of like to get it out of the way, because I know I've got 2+ years, or at least I'm hoping for 2+ years of chemotherapy ahead. And, you know, that primary, whether it's going to bleed or whether it's going to reobstruct or something. So I'm looking for a little window to get that thing out of there laparoscopically.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I guess the objective of the NSABP study is to see if you can get the patient through their life, basically, with avoiding a major operation. How likely do you think it is if you start out with a patient who's basically got an asymptomatic primary?
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to that. But I think the primary endpoint of that NSABP
study
is bleeding.
Yeah, it's local problem.
It's a major event,
right.
So requiring some sort of catastrophic surgery, if you will, or emergency surgery. So I don't think it is going to ask, and it's not randomized, of course, so it's just going to start tracking what the event rate is in that patient population.